everyone, this is Ryan with Product Hunt Radio, and I'm here with a couple of cool guys here, teenagers actually, Kyle and Michael. And I thought it'd be fun to bring on a younger audience to get their perspective on products and technology, and in fact, they're actually building products themselves. So how's it going, guys?
Good. Going great, good. Ryan. Thank you for having
us. Sweet.
Thank you.
We're actually on the roof right now. It's 4:38 p.m., super sunny in San Francisco. And we actually, I'm looking at a camera right now. We have another camera filming us. It's following Michael around.
Yes.
What's the deal, Michael? You have a crew following you.
Yeah, well, I'm actually, it's kind of interesting. Since I started working on Four Snaps, ABC and Univision have been working on a documentary about basically what's been going on with Four Snaps, like the whole story of how I was able to get that done, how I was able to submit it, and just the whole story of how it's playing out so far. And I guess since it's technically not over, they're still here.
Yeah. So what's Four Snaps for people that don't know?
Okay. Well, a Four Snaps is a game where you have to pick a word, and then you have to take pictures of that word. Once you take those pictures, you send it over to your friend, and your friend has to guess what the word is based on the pictures that you took with your phone. And it's a turn-based game. So it's kind of like if you grab Snapchat and draw something and put them together.
Nice. So it's a Snapchat and draw something.
Baby.
If you did X. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on together, yes.
Yeah. Cool. What are you working on, Kyle?
So I'm an intern at Instapaper this summer. I've also been working on a product called Heartwood for iOS for about 6 or 8 months now, so that's going pretty well. Should be publishing soon, so super excited.
Nice.
Yeah.
When are you expecting it?
So, right after WWDC comes down, probably about a week or two from now.
Sweet. And I know I've asked you this before, but I want to ask for everyone else. Where'd you come up with the name Heartwood?
Yeah, so that's super interesting. We've harkened back to names that are actually in the dictionary.
You just said harken. That's the word of the day. You
win the prize.
Yeah, that's the word of the day.
Super.
Congratulations.
So we have apps like Vine and Secret that are very simple words, and we kind of want to get back to that. So Heartwood is basically the center of a tree. And if you've ever been to Muir Woods outside of San Francisco, they basically took one of these giant trees and kind of like took a sliver of the tree. And what's super cool about it is that you can go back into the life of the tree and kind of peer into a day in the life of that tree. So, you know, you can go back to, you know, before a very long time ago and just see the rings, and every ring represents a year. It's super cool. That's kind of the idea for Heartwood, is like getting a window into what people's lives are doing right now.
It's cool. So it's a name that actually has some meaning behind it, whereas most are like, okay, we need a .com. Okay, none are available. Let's just take out the vowels. And which works. It works, too. So, you know, on the podcast, we talk about products. Normally, we just, you know, talk about what we're finding on Product Hunt or playing with on our phone, whatnot. Michael, you were mentioning earlier some interesting observations, because actually, to backtrack real quick, Four Snaps, you're doing a big marketing push tomorrow, I believe.
Yes.
And so you're hoping for number one spot in the App Store.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I can't promise it's going to be anywhere in the top charts at all, actually. But but we'll see what happens with the app. I feel like it's a really shareable game. Everyone that's been downloading it has been screaming about it on the internet, telling their friends, telling everybody on Twitter, Facebook. So it's really been a shareable game that I think, with the proper marketing and techniques and PR and kind of things like that, I think the app can get pretty high. I mean, I don't know if it'll get to number one, but
with the
with
the update, what did it peak at?
Well, so far it's peaked at number 100 overall, so that's pretty good.
Overall.
It managed to pass apps like Starbucks and Lyft and Tumblr and things like that were like, super. Whoa, but yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, so actually right now we were just talking about two dots.
Yes.
So, Kyle, you're at Instapaper, interning, which is a BetaWorks company.
Yep.
And 2Dots just launched on Wednesday, was it?
Either Wednesday or Thursday.
Thursday.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of Dots. I played the first version. I like the second one a lot more, because Dots, the first, was almost overwhelming in that there was never an end and there's never completion.
Yeah.
And 2Dots gives you some sort of progress. It's basically, they use levels. And each one has a different mechanic of some sort or some twist. And anyway, what do you think of it?
Yeah, it's super cool. They were actually on television. The founder was interviewed, and they talked about the expansion into China. And how, so in the U.S., we basically have two app stores. You know, we have the Google Play Store and the App Store, you know, the Apple App Store. But in China, the app market is very decentralized. So they basically have to talk to over, like, 30 different app stores within China to market their product to Chinese. So it's super interesting how, you know, a lot of American games don't do that well in China because it's so decentralized. So it's super cool to see a game like Two Dots expand into the Chinese market, which is arguably like a huge market for a lot of these apps.
Yeah, well, there's certainly more work. Normally, people don't launch their app or game in multiple app stores on day one.
Yeah.
But what do you think of the game overall? How far are you? What level are you on?
I'm on at least like 22. So
22,
yeah.
Okay. Not bad.
I have to check. Like I'll open the app right now, but I'll check. It's super cool. I love the storyline. Like, I love the little, like, the music is, of course, fantastic. I'm on 18, my bad.
18.
it got super hard. Like, 16 was super hard.
Well, 16, because it's... never mind.
Yeah. no, don't worry.
Okay, like, well, it's getting harder. But I like challenge. It's a lot more fun when the game isn't super
Especially easy. When you have a goal to reach, you know? Yeah. Like, you're not just playing the game endlessly. So,
what was that game you were just showing me earlier, Michael?
Oh, okay. yeah. It's actually surprising. It's called Stay in the Line. I was thinking, because recently I've been checking out the App Store and the top three apps more than anything. And what's really been happening that's pretty cool is that the App Store's actually been changing a lot in the way that it works, like, especially in the free ranks. I don't know what Apple has been doing in the search algorithms or something, but it's definitely been different, because I used to remember to always see, like, the big company games up on the top.
Yeah.
Usually, like, Angry Birds would always be up there, and other apps, like, you know, like, the bigger games would always be at the top of the free charts, especially, like, Candy Crush and Clash of Clans. And now I look at the top charts, and I see an app called The Line, and... basically you just follow the line, and then an app called Piano Tiles, all these apps which could be made in 2 weeks or less even. And I think it's interesting because it shows how, like, the App Store, you know, it's trying to push, you know, indie developers and people that don't necessarily need to make such an impressive game to get up there. You know, it just needs to be fun, addicting, and something that people love. And I feel like, you know, it's a change for the better, but it's definitely interesting to see a lot of these different types of games getting up there so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people question rankings for many different reasons. A lot of it is really just driven by paid acquisition.
Yeah.
And then there are bots as well. Many people are using bots to get up there. So it's really hard to know. Well,
exactly.
Quality is not what the App Store is representing.
Exactly.
That said, I have nothing against simple apps. In fact, you know, just because a game has pretty graphics doesn't make it a good game or interesting. Stay in the Line is compelling, and I can play it. I mean, I haven't played it, but it could be compelling for some people, and it clearly is, I believe.
It's creepy because it's so addicting. That's the problem. And it's not, the design is not, like, I feel like they really didn't spend a lot of time in thinking about, the polishing or anything like that.
Well, even the name. They're like, okay, how do you play the game? You stay in the line. Okay, let's call it Stay in the Line.
Exactly. And the fact it's working so well and it's staying up there is incredible. It's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's an app that I really am curious to hear your guys' thoughts on, and it's Secret. Partly because I'm around 10 years older than you guys, so I'm in a different world here in San Francisco as well. And I'm curious how Secret is used in, you know, high schools and colleges and in your area.
Yeah, so I don't
Or think, if it even is, actually.
Yeah, so I don't think Secret has really caught on yet with teenagers yet. It was not really marketed. I mean, it's only been out for, you know, a couple months now. An app like Whisper is kind of more marketed towards, I guess, more teenagers. But Secret is a much, in my opinion, well-done app. So it'll be interesting if it catches on with teenagers. It's cool because, so basically, Secret uses your address book to find anonymous friends for you. And it's kind of like Twitter in a way, but it's anonymous, so you can basically post, you know, whatever you're thinking in an anonymous way. And it'll tell you, you know, if your friends post or your friends of friends post, and then there's featured content.
Yeah.
So if it catches on with teenagers, which it hasn't yet, I haven't seen it really with teenagers, it'll be super interesting.
What kind of posts do you see on there?
So
what you see is going to be different than what I see, because we have different networks.
It's, like, I'll see a friend post, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, like, I know who that is. So basically, it tells you how many friends you have on the platform. I think I'm up to about 28 or so. So, you know, if a specific friend, you know, is in a certain situation, you know, with school or something, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, okay, I know who that is.
Yeah.
So there's a super interesting dynamic that comes into play with being able to use your extended network to deliver content. Super interesting.
Yeah, and in high school, actually, I don't think any one of my friends know what Secret is.
Yeah, yep.
I don't think they've ever heard of it, or Whisper. I don't know. Maybe it's because I live in Miami, but nobody really there knows what they are.
Yeah.
I feel like one of the things that is popular, which is really weird, is Ask FM. That's, yes, I guess it's kind of like Secret.
There's been a couple
similar.
Of
things. Yeah.
I remember a few years ago.
All of the friends that I have been using that. Not recently, actually. It's been dying down, but a lot of them use that, and they use Snapchat.
How do they use Ask FM?
They usually just ask their friends questions, all anonymously, obviously, and everyone just answers them. It's like, I feel like they have fun with it because they like it when people ask them questions and they get to answer it however they want it, and they feel like they have control over what people say, despite the fact that it's completely anonymous.
Yeah, people like to talk about themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the Ask FM content is very negative. I mean, like, from what I've seen, it's very, I don't know, bullyish in a way.
Yeah.
Secret, on the other hand, is, like, taking steps to remove bullying. Like, if you post about a specific person, it'll be like, you know, you're not supposed to post about a specific person.
Yeah.
So I'm glad, like, that team is taking steps to reduce bullying.
Yeah.
Especially, anonymous apps like that are...
Yeah. And I hope it catches on for high school students, because, I mean, right now all I see in my newsfeed is, like, usually just if it's a friend, it's something funny that I know of, and if it's not a friend, it's usually something about something an adult would do, or, oh, I got fired from my job or something, I hate my job or something like that. And, and I'm like, well, none of us really have jobs.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird, but yeah.
Huh. There's one app that I want to talk about it, but I've talked about it on the podcast, I think, once or twice already, but I'm just super curious to hear your guys' thoughts. It's TapTalk.
Okay.
So TapTalk, for those that don't know, it's, how do I describe it? It's probably the fastest way of sending video or photo messages. Yep. It's very similar to Snapchat in some ways, but it's more based around one-to-one communication.
Right.
That's literally like the core of it. You can't do a one-to-many like you can on Snapchat, and that makes the actual messages personal and real. And I've been loving it. I've been enjoying it a lot, but what do you guys think of it?
So, a lot of problems with social apps is that when you start using them, if you don't have friends on the platform, it becomes hard to use. You know, say I signed on to the app and, you know, none of my friends were using it. You know, could I be able to use it? Yes or no?
Yeah. What's actually, let me make a quick note. What's actually really interesting about TapTalk is that it forces you to have at least one friend on there.
Oh, very cool.
So you can't actually use it without a friend on there. Yep. And there's actually no point in using it anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's,
that's what I do with Four Snaps, too. It's weird because, like, I try that also, and I realize that if you don't have enough friends on Four Snaps, you're not going to be playing that game every day. So one of the priorities is forcing people into doing that. So I think that's something good that TapTalk does.
I know, right? Actually, Secret does that too. If you if you don't have more than, I think, like, five friends on the platform, it won't show you your friends' secrets, and you have to invite your friends. So I think, like, growth hacks like that is super cool.
Although, it's hard to know whether it helps them or hurts them in the long run.
Hmm.
It really depends on the product and the person ultimately. But is there motivation to try out this product to invite a friend?
To invite a friend. Yeah. And I've seen it with Four Snaps, it's been working phenomenally. Like, you'd see on Twitter or Instagram people taking screenshots of the game and sharing it to their friends, telling them to download. So I don't know if it's working with TapTalk, but I really think it's one of those things that you could take advantage of and kind of, you know, grow faster.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been playing with it at all, TapTalk?
I mean, I downloaded it. Again, like I said, it wouldn't let me use it if I didn't have anybody, and I didn't, and nobody really knew what it was.
I'll be your friend.
But yeah. Then definitely I'll be able to use it.
Yeah. It's fun. I've been liking it. It's actually been growing on me. Hmm. Abe, who is at SV Angel, has been promoting the hell out of it and using it the most. And the more Snapchats I get from, or Snapchats, right. The more
there
Tap
it
Talks.
Is. There it
oh
is.
Oh my gosh.
There
yeah.
it is.
That's a great segue, Ryan. Snapchat is actually something I've been enjoying a lot, especially the new update, which new being, very what, cool, 3 weeks ago or something?
Yeah.
Maybe a month ago. I've been using that more for actual communication. Interesting. And in particular with certain people, I've been using it solely as like the primary communication method. Rather than message me, or used to be like SMS or something, and now it's Snapchat.
Interesting.
And what do you guys think of it?
Well, I haven't actually, I mean, I have the download, I have it and everything, and I use Snapchat, but within, I mean, my high school friends and stuff, we don't generally like new things. So
really?
Most of us,
that was the reaction
of us don't use the chat at all. We actually only use like, we've grown on the story thing, so we all use the story
thing. That took
a
long time.
Yeah, it took a while, but we've grown on it. People share on stories and they send it to each other, but I actually, like, it's impossible because in order to get somebody on the chat at the same time as you to do, like, let's say you want to video chat somebody the moment that, you know, you want to call them, you can't do it on Snapchat. Like, you got to make sure that they're there when you're there, and sometimes that's a little uncomfortable, so I don't know. With, I mean, at least with the people I know, chat has been kind of the thing that we don't like about it. I mean, we just haven't really used it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of Snapchat features have, you know, launched and then taken a few months to get
definitely.
On. And then teenagers originally are like, oh, God, like, why would I want to video chat with my friend? And then, you know, a few months from now, everyone will be, you know, like, my stories was ubiquitous now.
So. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a fan, but I'm much different than you guys. So what are you digging, Kyle?
So beyond Two Dots, there's a new app that just came out a few weeks ago from a fellow developer who's actually at the conference this week. It's basically called Fresco, and it's kind of a Circa-type news app. And basically, instead of giving you lots and lots of text, they basically break it down into about a sentence and then focus on the imagery. So it's been interesting. It's obviously, you know, a 1.0 product, but it'll be super interesting to see how they handle journalism going forward.
Do they, I've seen it, but I haven't played with it.
Sure.
Where are they getting the articles? Is it?
I believe they grab them from the web and then somehow
maybe curate them themselves.
Yeah.
Kind of like Circa.
I know they want to get into sort of crowdsourced images. And even because obviously a few teenagers can have, you know, cameramen on the ground taking these photos, which would be super hard. But it's an interesting area because if you can crowdsource imagery of events and present them in a beautiful way, I think people will, you know, people love images. And if they can get the news from a single photo instead of a couple paragraphs of text, I think it's interesting. But it's, you know, it's super interesting to play around with. Definitely has a, you know, a good amount of way to go in development and stuff. But I think it's a good start. It's a good start to pushing these boundaries of, like, how can we present the news in a way that's not, you know, historically it's always been text. And how can we, you know, kind of move it forward to being visual and more interesting and more in depth.
Yeah, I'm downloading it now. Unfortunately, it's taking too long to download it.
That's fine, yeah.
But, which is another problem with native apps. What's the deal? Why do we have to download apps nowadays?
I feel like
such a first
world
problem.
We'll see what happens with iOS 8 tomorrow.
I want to see, so you know Spotlight, when you can just like search for an app?
Yeah.
I feel like it could be
they
like a streaming app.
They should implement the App Store search into the search on the top.
Yeah,
they should.
Right?
Yeah.
If you can't find an app that you have, they could do that.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
That's not a bad
idea.
See
what happens tomorrow.
See what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll play with
it. So yeah, it's definitely like, you know, the foundation. It's you know, it's got a long ways to go, but it's an interesting territory. It's super, you know, saturated with, you know, Circa is huge in the business.
Yeah.
I think they were neck and neck with Circa when they came out. I mean, obviously the App Store ratings are a little, you know, iffy because of new apps and old apps. But we'll see where it goes in the next few years or weeks or months. Or we'll see.
So there's actually, I want to talk about a non-mobile app for a moment. And it's one of those simple products that I just love. It's called Button. without the vowels. Okay. Did you guys see that?
I did not.
I have not.
So you know the Staples easy button?
Yes. Yes, yes.
It's basically that, but you can connect it to the web, and you can connect it to many different things. Like, you can connect it to IFT if you want.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
Once you connect to IFT, you can connect to many different things.
Wow.
And so it's a button, you press it, and something happens. You just program it to do something.
Cool,
and
yeah.
There's so many, like, cool ideas. I don't know.
Yo? Like,
do yeah.
You want to talk about Yo?
Yes. Okay, so now, Yo, for those that don't know.
It's a very simple product.
Very simple product. I actually met the founder two or three days ago, and he told me what he's doing with it. It's interesting. You know, when you look at it, you're like, okay, this is just like some weekend hack
that's not going
anywhere. And clearly it's very, very early, and it's he doesn't know what it is.
Like, it's a well-done app. Like,
it's very
surprised.
Simple. Yeah. So let me actually describe it.
Go for it.
So you open up Yo. You add some usernames. You can add me, RR Hoover, if you want. You can Yo me anytime. What's your username, Kyle?
I think it's KYLRY. All
right.
Same as my Twitter.
So Yo him.
I don't even know it. I haven't even downloaded it.
Michael
Salmon,
before you download,
what a shame.
Register the name, username Michael Salmon. So,
don't.
So Yo him. Yo him at that username. So you open it up, and when you tap on someone's username, it sends them a push notification, and the noise says, Yo. That's it.
That's all it does.
Wow.
And what's kind of cool about it, well, there are many different cool things, but one of my favorite parts is that there are Easter eggs. Do you know about the Easter eggs?
I do not. Please tell me about it.
Okay. So the Easter eggs.
Name, I'm going to put Salmon. Let's see if it's available.
Just Salmon?
Salmon.
Okay, it's Salmon. Yo, Salmon.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Easter eggs are, if you double tap a username, it sends a yo-yo. Two yos at once.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. One. Yeah. It's
pretty
rad.
Wait, if you double tap what?
When you add a username, you tap it twice.
Yeah.
Instead of just one Yo, you get two.
Whoa.
For the same price.
Yeah.
And
no, there's an in-app purchase for $1.99.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a limited number of Yos per day, and then you have to pay.
Ooh.
No, you don't. And there's also another Easter egg where if you add the username Yo All,
okay,
and you'll now have a new username. If you tap that, it'll Yo everyone that you're connected to.
Not everyone who's using the app, but
everyone that you're connected to.
You're connected to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would,
not
yeah.
Everyone.
Okay.
That'd be a hell of a lot of Yos. But anyway, it's silly. It's compelling. It's kind of a new or different type of broadcast mechanism, and it's intentionally very simple. You can't say a different message other than Yo. It's it.
I love these like rapid prototyping apps that are just like built in a week, but they're interesting because you know. Yes, they're kind of stupid in a way, but they kind of start questioning, like, oh, like, what are these cool features? I don't know, like, Yo might have some interesting new features that we haven't explored yet, but...
So what he's building, and I think he already has, an API so that other people can build on top of it. Now,
interesting.
I don't know what
I don't know what you would do with the API.
Well, I know what you do. You take button, like you mentioned before, and Yo, and you put them together, and every time you hit that button, it Yo-alls everyone. And then you can just... Why do you have to open up the app when you can just hit a button?
That says Yo to everybody.
Yeah. Does your mind just get blown?
Yeah.
You should just stop this four snaps thing and work
on... Yeah, just work on something.
The Yo button.
The next one, it'll be called... Yeah.
No, actually, we should... Yobutton.com. Is that available?
Yobutton.com.
We should,
let's kickstart
that.
I think we could do it.
Yeah, we could do Yo 2.
Yo 2?
Yo 2.
I like
sequel.
It. Anyway, it's silly. It's fun. What is the weirdest, craziest app that you've found over the past like few months?
That's a tough one.
Because there are a lot. I mean, other than Yo and maybe
Yo
Button.
Yo was pretty out there, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's a special app. I have to think because
there's this one that I think you guys would like. If you're anything like me at your age, especially, you love trolling people every now and then.
Okay.
So Short URL, have you seen this?
What does it do?
It's so good. So you go to the website, you enter in a URL.
Okay.
When you go to that URL, you can now edit anything on that page. So let's take an example. You can go to techcrunch.com, and when you go through that site, you can now edit the headline, you can edit the photo, you can replace it.
I know what it does. Cool. It downloads the whole website, re-uploads it onto a short URL.
It changes URL. Yep, you share that URL, and so you can like fake headlines, you can fake tweets.
Oh, wow.
You can fake anything.
Super cool.
And unless they see in the address bar that it's a different URL, then people are going to be like...
my friends wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
They wouldn't realize.
Yeah. So that's probably, honestly, of all these sophisticated, expensive apps and products that have been posted on Product Hunt in the past week, it's probably one of my favorites. And it's, you know, I think one guy just did it over, I don't know how long, but it was just a little side project.
I think that's, that's one of those things that definitely...
I'm surprised no one's done it. It's just like, oh, you download the page and then re-upload it, and then you can edit it, and it's just like...
Yeah, I don't know technically how it works. I know he doesn't, like, he doesn't host the page or anything. I think it just injects... Yeah, I think it's serving the same page, but it just changes some of the HTML that's on it.
Okay, here's the weirdest app I just found. Just right now. Okay, ready? Introducing the new Perfect Pop app from the makers of Pop Secret Popcorn. Listens to pops coming from the microwave to find the precise moment when your popcorn is ready.
What
the hell?
Dude, I just found one the other day. So, I didn't
know... Listens to your popcorn. What?
I didn't know if it was a joke or not. Yeah. But... You probably saw it. Shipanddip.com.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So every month, you get a pack of condiments.
You thought that was a joke?
I thought it was a joke.
People love condiments, man.
Dude, so I'm like, okay. You know, it reads like, you know, are you tired of the normal condiments at your local supermarket? Get them sent, you know, to your doorstep. Like... New condiments every month. And I was just like, okay, interesting.
There have been a lot of, you could call them Birchbox for X products or whatever, subscription services. In fact, today there's Shaken Cocktails. unfortunately, I don't think you guys can order from this, but monthly cocktails delivered with ingredients. One of my favorite ones posted on Product Hunt was Vinyl Me Please. And I'm not a vinyl record person. I don't have even a player. But what I like about it is you subscribe and monthly you get a new record, a new vinyl, and it also comes with a cocktail pairing. So it's not just like the music, but it's kind of like an experience. Like listening to vinyl records back in the day, you would put it on, you sit there, and that's all you would do. You wouldn't be on a phone, you wouldn't be on your computer, you wouldn't be watching TV. You'd just be listening to music, and then you pair that with cocktails or something to drink. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you guys subscribe to any of those? Boxes, whether it's like clothing or...
I do not. I try to spend my money as wisely as possible.
I live with my parents.
I miss those days. Those days when mom came home with groceries.
Yes, that's what happens. And my sister and me fight for, you know, not having to carry them in the house.
Yeah. That's speaking of... Yeah, what about... Do you... Reese's Peanut Butter Cuff cereal... Is that still a thing?
Yeah, definitely. My sister wants that. That's what we always get. So I fight for the Trix. She fights for the Reese's.
Oh, okay. I would be all over those Reese's. Forget Trix.
No, they're good. I mean, I miss the old shapes. Now they got them. But, you know, in the adult world, nobody knows what's going on there. But...
They changed the shapes?
Yeah, they changed the shapes. Wow. Now they're all just the balls.
Nothing is sacred.
Nothing.
Not even Trix.
Not even Trix.
Actually, I'm... So... I was using Tinder last night, I'm not ashamed to say. Okay. I was, like, scrolling through and killing time. And one app that I've also been using is Coffee Meets Bagel for a while.
And never heard of it.
Yeah, I think it's... I don't know how well it's penetrated, like, a younger audience. I think it's more of an older demographic. But it's an app where each day at noon or around noon, you get a new match, a new person. And you can either say yes or no. Like, and if they say yes, then and you say yes, you get connected. Kind of like Tinder.
Okay.
But it's limited to once a day. Wow. And it's kind of interesting because it uses that scarcity. It makes you, like, really think about that match because you're like, okay, I have to wait till tomorrow to get the next one. Do I really want to, like, say yes to this person?
Exactly.
There's a lot of Tinder for apps, I feel. Like, I heard an idea a few months ago that was, like, Tinder for labor. So if you wanted woodworking or something, you could... You know, Tinder all the local woodworkers, like, in town, and be like, yes, hired.
That's funny.
Do you use any, I mean, you probably don't, but do you use any dating apps? This is different when you're in school.
In high school, no. We usually just go to school. All day.
Yeah. So you have no problems meeting women.
I know. Whereas... I know Tinder is very.
Yeah, I mean,
Tinder is definitely ubiquitous with, like, people my age and older. I see it a lot. I saw it in high school a lot. Just like people on Tinder, randomly.
Yeah.
Talking to people.
Yeah.
I was how did you get so many, like, people to contact? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, people use Tinder as a game more than anything. It's less serious than there's less intention to actually meet up. I believe
eHarmony. That's more serious.
That's serious. Serious.
That's like, serious. They want to get married.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm gonna stay away from that one.
Right. Yeah.
So, anything else you guys are messing around with?
Hmm.
You guys have been, like, too busy building, probably. To, like,
yeah, right?
I've been like, busy trying to finish signing products. All these contracts. I don't even know if I'm going to get it done by tomorrow night. It's so scary not knowing what's going to happen, right? Like, one moment, you know, we have one thing going, and then the next moment, everything can completely fall apart. So it's very scary not knowing if, you know, my app will make it, or if it'll just collapse into the sea of a million apps that nobody will ever download.
I think the feeling of having the wheels fall off the bus is, like, very important to, like, doing well. I don't know, like, having the feeling of, like, constantly knowing you're not going to do okay. I don't know. It's difficult to deal with, but I feel like we all have that mindset of, like, you know, will the wheels fall off the bus? So that's, you know, yep. I don't know.
Yep. It's natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like my bus is going to explode. But
that,
yeah.
That's the feeling you should have.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like Speed. You guys have seen Speed. I know it's an older film, but...
I've never seen that.
You've never seen Speed?
I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, I'm 90, man. I was born 96. I'm sorry. I don't
okay, that's
know.
Around when it was... I think that's when it came out.
Yeah. I'm
sorry. Yeah. Wasn't even yet.
I mean, yeah, you gotta watch that. It's got Keanu, man. And he's driving a bus.
Yeah, it's weird, like, when you think about our age, Yahoo is older than us. It's
oh my
super
gosh.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel young. But then when I hear, like, my friends, like, that are, like, in ninth grade, and I'm like, oh, they don't remember when the iPhone came out. I'm like, oh my gosh. I feel so old.
Yeah. Don't worry, man. It only gets worse.
It only gets worse.
You only
right?
feel older. No, it's good, though. Dude, this is fun. I knew that
awesome.
It would be fun to chat with you guys and get your perspective on this stuff. So.
I love your roof. Your roof is awesome.
I should
thank
add
you for
some pictures
me.
Here. It's
here,
thankfully
we'll
sunny.
Here, we'll take a photo and we can upload it.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do a four snaps photo and screenshot
we'll
that. What are we on? Will be the question.
Yeah,
or
that will be the question.
Nice.
Or the word.
The word, rather.
The word. Yeah.
I don't even know, man. It's been a long
week. It's
weekend.
Been a long week, and it's going to be a longer week. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah.
Okay, so WWDC predictions. This is filming on...
Yes.
It's Sunday. It's Sunday for everyone that's listening.
Tomorrow morning.
So, I think they're announcing in, like, what, 8 hour, 12?
Yes.
I don't even know when.
I'm going to be lining up, like, at 10, 11 o'clock today. For
really?
Sure. Yes. I mean, I don't mind. Like, whatever. I think it's more of an experience. Like, honestly, if people are like, oh, I'll be there at 3 in the morning. I'm like, okay, well, I'll be there, what, 2, 3, 4 hours earlier. Like, big deal. I'll be closer to the front. I'll get to sit down with people. And the plus side is it's not like I'm going to be sitting there alone. Like, I'll be sitting next to people that are equally as desperate as me. So that'll build up great conversation.
So what's your big prediction? If you were to make the craziest prediction of what they will announce.
Dr. Dre on stage.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
I just want him to perform.
Yeah.
Or like
or
free
something.
Free Beats headphones for
free
everyone.
Free Beats. I feel like they're going to give...
Headphones.
I feel
you
like,
get
yes.
You get
everybody gets
that.
A headphone. Yeah. No, no. I feel like they're going to give Beats headphones at the event where we're going at night. The student event. I feel like... Because they said that they're going to have a box of stuff for us. So that could be something. But at the same time, I feel like one of the big things... I feel like they might announce the iPhone 6. I feel like they might do that. They've never done that.
We'll
they
see.
Never really do that, but...
They did it at the original.
Right?
Yeah.
They've announced iPhones at the WWDC before, so...
It's been a year since they announced they released the last one, right?
Yeah, it's... I mean, they released it in September.
September, yeah.
So, we're close, but... I mean, I'm not sure.
Close, but no cigar.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many leaks about the iPhone 6 already. Last year, we didn't have that much information about the next iPhone so soon. So I feel like maybe they might be ready for something.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of hype. Like, someone overheard, like, an Apple employee being like, this is the best WWDC ever. And I was like, interesting. Yeah.
I think they're paid to say that.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe,
I think so,
maybe.
Too. No, what was it? At the event where Eddie Q was saying that this is the best product line that Apple has in 25 years
like,
for this fall. I was like, okay, well, bring it because I want, you know, I'll take my money. Like, just go for it. Like, whatever it is. But, yeah.
I just want a bigger iPhone, and I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty confident they're going to announce something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
And this 4 inches is just, I'm feeling very inadequate next to my Android friends right now.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, we got to defend. We got to be like, yeah, but I can reach the corner of the screen, and that's what Johnny I said. So we're going to follow with that until the iPhone 6 comes out, and then we'll be okay.
That's true. Stretching my finger, I might sprain it or something. It's gonna be it's too big.
Auto layout hell.
Yeah, auto. Oh my gosh, I don't even want to talk about how I'm gonna have to worry about force snaps and what I'm gonna do with that with the new iPhone. I despise auto layout still. I haven't adjusted to it.
So I used to work at Playhaven, and you can imagine now we have to support different screen sizes.
Gosh.
And
it's
a mess. It's a mess. So it's a amplify mess. Your problem by 1,000.
Oh my gosh, no.
I think what might be cool I'm looking forward to is the Apple acquired a company called TestFlight.
Oh, yes.
Which is basically a beta distribution. And for a long time, beta distribution with Apple has been, let's say, hell. It's been hell.
Yes.
So especially for startups to get their app in the hands of people as soon as possible.
Yeah. And they actually have an event. What was it? I took a screenshot of it, posted it on Facebook. They have an event that's going to be talking specifically about prototyping apps and testing them.
Ooh, I can't wait.
So they released that information. So for sure there has to be something there. They're not going to make a whole event on prototyping if they don't do any prototyping.
Yeah.
So,
unless you have an enterprise license, it's just such a pain.
It's
a pain, yeah.
Yeah. And I've actually been trying to get an enterprise license for something I'm working on.
I wanted one.
I have a DUNS number. I got that, but now it's giving me errors.
Yeah,
Apple.
If
any Apple reps are listening right now, please answer my emails and help. Please. Anyway, we should close it out. Do you guys want to plug anything? Twitter handles. What do you work on?
At Michael Saman on Twitter, and follow me on Facebook if you'd like.
We didn't mention you are interning at Facebook over the summer.
Yes, I will be interning at Facebook this summer.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll let me release all the secrets that I'll be working on over there. But but if anything, just follow me around. I still have the creepy documentary people following me everywhere, so that'll be fun. And
now they're filming the landscape. I think we bore them.
Yeah, I think we got them bored.
They're over there.
They're filming the landscape. They're fine. Yeah, some B-roll.
I think they're filming birds probably too. These birds are more interesting than these three dudes. What about you, Kyle?
Yeah, so I'll be at Instapaper for the rest of the summer in BetaWorks, and I'm releasing a new app a little bit after WWDC when the press comes down. You can go to gohartwood.me. It's an app called Heartwood for iOS, which I talked about earlier. You can follow me at KYLRY on Twitter, and I use Twitter all the time, so yeah.
So do I.
I love Twitter. Twitter is awesome.
Twitter has changed my life.
It has. Yes.
I'm not even joking. And actually, speaking of BetaWorks, I'm going to be there in New York. I'll be in New York on the 9th through the 13th. And I'm planning out some sort of happy hour thing.
It's a meetup, yeah.
Do they let underage people in bars at New York?
Maybe
we can try and sneak you in there.
We'll see, yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me.